chapter 19 today, as we think of today being Palm Sunday. It's a traditional passage that's preached on, or one like it, from Matthew 21 or from John 12. Luke 19, beginning at verse 28. And when he had said these things, that is Jesus, when Jesus had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this, 'The Lord has need of it.' So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of it.' And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.' And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, 'Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation.'" Thus far the Lord's word. So, children, this is a difficult way to worship, isn't it? To see Pastor Rick on the computer and not get to come down to the front. I miss you all coming down to the front as well. I miss the different questions that you all ask and miss the fellowship that we get to have. I missed yesterday as well, getting to see you all run around the yard finding eggs. That would have been our egg hunt day yesterday, right? It's difficult, this whole coronavirus thing. I'm sure there's some other disappointments you've had as well. Maybe there's some activities you couldn't do with school, for example. Maybe you're looking forward to giving concerts, participating in choir or other music recitals. Maybe there's sports stuff you can't do. There's all kinds of things that unfortunately we don't get to participate in because of how this is affecting everyone. Let's see. Somebody's asking if we can get it louder still, but I don't know that we can. So we just have to do the best we can. I don't know if that'll make a difference or not. All right. In fact, even the Easter lilies, you know, usually we get to put a bunch of those in the sanctuary, and it's fun to come in and smell them and see them and all that sort of thing. And so that's another little disappointment that we're dealing with. But I want to encourage us, and this is related to the sermon on fasting for today. When we're deprived of things, I want us to turn those things that we miss into prayer. See, fasting is going without food or something else that's good for the sake of driving us to deeper prayer and a more fervent prayer. So, kids, when you think about, oh, I wish we could have had that Easter egg hunt at church. I wish we could have gone in our pajamas to sunrise service and then gone over for a big meal next week or next door and all that. When you think about those things, let that lead you to prayer. Praying, God, would you deliver us from this coronavirus? Would you heal those people who are sick? Would you enable us to come back together for worship? Would you be with those and protect those who are serving those who are sick? And so those are some of the things that we can ask the Lord for. All right? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do Thank you that we can find good purposes of yours, even in difficult things like what we're going through now. We pray, Father, that you would bless your church, that you would bless us as we seek your face this morning. You'd bless us with a sense of your presence. Help us, Lord, as we seek to hear your word and to benefit from it. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll sing the